This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Cheaper, though, oil is getting. As we talked about up at the top of the program, the dangers in the oil and gas business are still high. And they used to be higher. In Wyoming, in the late 2000s, at the height of that state's natural gas frenzy, workers there were dying faster than anywhere else in the country. Task forces were convened. Safety alliances were formed. All of the state's culture of safety items were investigated. And the number of deaths in Wyoming is down. But how did that happen? As part of our ongoing series, Dark Side of the Boom, Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports.
In the wood shop at his house in Cheyenne, former Wyoming Governor Dave Friedenthal is working with a slab of wood. As a carpenter, he's not really a poster child for safety.
I don't have my ear protection out here that I'm supposed to have when I use this stuff, so I'm not a very good example.
But back in 2009, Friedenthal was very much the face of the culture of safety conversation. In the first week of that year, three oil and gas workers died in Wyoming in separate accidents. One was crushed by a truck, another suffered a fatal head injury on a rig, and yet another rolled his car after leaving the drill site. Friedenthal found himself trying to answer the question.
How do you change the way we deal with safety in general in a place like Wyoming?
A place with a strong independent streak and an anti-regulation sensibility. That meant two key safety recommendations, mandated seatbelts and higher fines for workplace accidents, were basically non-starters. But there was a third recommendation from the task force convened by Friedenthal. Hire an occupational epidemiologist to study worker fatalities in the same way diseases are studied. Not an easy gig. The first person to hold the position quit after less than 2 years, frustrated at the snail pace of change.
You know, you hire somebody like that to do that job because you want them to be passionate about it. Unfortunately, sometimes that passion can cause them to be impatient with a slow and difficult cultural change in a place that's been the way it's been since territorial days.
How slow and difficult is a matter of debate. The state's current occupational epidemiologist, Max Sewell, believes Wyoming is making progress.
I've been very impressed with the activities of the Wyoming Oil and Gas Industry Safety Alliance.
That's an industry group that holds regular meetings and trainings for oil and gas operators. Sewell provides the group with data about how workers are injured and die, along with recommendations.
I've had people come up to me and from the audience and say, this is the first time we've ever seen data like this. So I get the sense that the industry folks really like this kind of feedback.
And Sewell thinks the information is helping reduce fatalities. Fatality rates in Wyoming have gone down considerably. Today, oil and gas workers here are dying at half the rate they were back in the late 2000s. But for some, the reform push is still moving too slow.
I just have to say it doesn't appear that it's got off to a running start.
That's John Vincent, a lawyer who frequently represents injured oil and gas workers. He's still seeing workers die, and he doesn't see a big change in the culture. So why is Wyoming's fatality rate dropping?
The boom kind of shifted to North Dakota.
Wyoming's rig count today is half what it was in 2006, while North Dakota's is up fivefold. And in boom times, workers die faster. Kyla Retzer is a researcher with the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. She says there are a lot of reasons why. For one, in the frenzy of a boom, companies tend to bring old rigs back that lack safety equipment.
Also, during those times, more workers are hired, and those workers oftentimes don't have as much experience in the oil field and are more at risk.
Oil and gas development in Wyoming is once again ramping up, and already this year, at least three workers have died. But in this new boom, more people are paying attention to see if anything's changed with Wyoming's culture of safety. In Wyoming, I'm Stephanie Joyce for Marketplace.
Our series, Dark Side of the Boom, is produced by Inside Energy. That's a public media collaboration.